This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump will begin early next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will vote today, Wednesday, to send the official impeachment charges to the Senate. The Republican-controlled Senate is widely expected to acquit Trump, particularly since no Republicans have expressed support for removing him from office. Six U.S. Democratic presidential candidates debated in the state of Iowa Tuesday night, attempting to show the voters there they can take on Republican President Trump in the November election. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone said national security came up early in the debate.
As the House is likely to finally send that.
There was quite an effort by several of the Democratic contenders to criticize President Trump's actions on Iran. Joe Biden, for example, saying we've lost our standing in the region, that many of the allies now see the U.S. and Iran on the same level, sort of an equivalence that he said is a problem for the United States. And, of course, it opened up, though, Biden's judgment on the Iraq war, Bernie Sanders reminding everyone he voted against it, Sanders, while Biden voted for it. And then Sanders expressing concern, as did Pete Buttigieg, that perhaps what's going on now with Iran could lead to a wider conflict.
That was VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. And to the previous story, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, speaking about the issues pertaining to the impeachment trial.
Well, as the House is likely to finally send that, the articles over to us tomorrow. And we'll be able to, we believe, if that happens, in all likelihood, go through some preliminary steps here this week, which could well include the Chief Justice coming over and swearing.
Mitch McConnell